Hello again, and welcome to the Morning Report here on NewOrleansSaints.com. It's Friday, December 6th, and that means there's another day of preparation for the Carolina Panthers game that's going to be Sunday night in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Now, the Saints obviously have some injury concerns, but not as severe as we originally might have believed a couple of days ago. Tackle Zach Strief did get back to practice on a limited basis on Thursday, so that's good news for the Saints. Rafael Bush, the safety, obviously did not practice again, so you can check out the injury report later on NewOrleansSaints.com. That's going to be about 3:05 to 3:15 p.m. this afternoon when we're going to have more reports. Now, they're going into another game against another mobile quarterback, obviously Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers, and nobody knows that better than linebacker Curtis Lofton.
Okay, Curtis Lofton, few Saints are as knowledgeable about Carolina's offense as you are. You played against Cam Newton in Atlanta. Now here with
the Saints, just talk about what they do offensively, what they like to do, and what needs to be done to stop them.
Well, offensively, they do a lot of different things, from unbalanced, you know, wildcat, you know, quarterback power game. So for us, you know, we just want to play efficient football, being gap sound. And, you know, what it really comes down is man versus man, and somebody has to win. And, you know, that's going to have to be us. And as a defense, we got to dictate to them and don't let them dictate to us.
People are kind of likening their offense and him to, I guess, a different version of Russell Wilson. Are there similarities there?
No. It's two completely different offices, but one thing that they are similar in is they're both mobile quarterbacks and can make plays with their legs and make with their arms too. So that's the only thing they're similar in.
Now, you look at him on film, Cam Newton. What are the improvements that he seems to have made? They've won 8 consecutive games. Obviously, he's got to be doing something right.
With Cam Newton, I think that you see him, his growth as a quarterback. You know, he's really took a step there where, you know, he's not really, you know, looking to run as much. He's become more of a pocket passer, and I think that's what's really leading them as a team, and he's been doing a good job of that.
Now, where are you guys, I guess, confidence-wise, defensively? You had 3 consecutive really good games. You have a setback at Seattle. You know, is the confidence where you would like it to be?
I mean, I think that, you know, in this league, anybody can be beaten on any given Sunday. So our confidence has never faltered. You know, we know what kind of players are in this locker room, on this defense, and we got a job to do. We didn't do that last week, but, you know, that's in the past. So we moved on, and, you know, we're feeling great about this game, and we can't wait to go back out and get another chance to show what we can do.
Well, we want to thank Curtis for joining us on the Morning Report. Again, continue to watch us throughout the day for more reports here on NewOrleansSaints.com. We will have Coach Payton's press conference live streamed again today, as well as any other players that we can get. We'll have some more interviews online, written reports. So check out the injury report and everything else you can get here on NewOrleansSaints.com this afternoon.